Travis Lee left the Starlight Club and stumbled toward the cab pulling up to the curb. He bounced off the rear panel, bounced off it again, then found the door latch and steadied himself. He turned to the woman beside him and yelled, "Ta-da!" After that, he opened the door and fell inside. The woman didn't move. She was a tall woman, dressed in a full-length mink coat that shimmered beneath the neon lights outside the nightclub, made the fur look like a gasoline spill rippling upon dark water. In a few seconds, the cabbie got out to see what was happening. He looked at the woman, then at the open door, then leaned in the car and gave Lee a shake. When he stood up, the woman asked,
"Is he passed out?"
"I don't think so, ma'am. He's not snoring or anything."
"Trav, darling,"
she yelled into the cab,
"you need to put your legs inside the car. The man can't wait here all night."
But there was no answer.
"I'll give him another shake," said the cabbie.
"What's his name?"
"Travis Lee."
"Really?"
"No, I'm just having fun with you. Can't you see I'm having fun?"
The cabbie looked startled. Then he blushed and put his head back inside the cab.
"Mr. Lee, your wife can't get in. You need to sit up, sir." "Sir, do you hear me?"
The woman pursed her lips and waited. In anger or anticipation, it was difficult to tell. She had lips that might always leave you guessing about something like that. Eventually, she bent her head and whispered something in the cabbie's ear. His body twitched as she was talking, but when she was finished, he nodded, grabbed Lee's legs, and started pulling him from the cab. When he was halfway out, the woman grabbed one of the legs and helped finish the job. They slowed a bit when Lee's head was coming out, but not enough to stop it from bouncing off the curb. It was a low curb. They slowed. There was still a bounce. When he was laid out on the sidewalk, the woman stepped over him and got into the cab. The cabbie looked around a second. Embarrassed, it was easy enough to tell. But when his eyes stopped darting around, he ran to his door, got in, and drove away. Through the rear window, Amanda Lee could be seen shaking snow off the collar of her coat. Damn, that was cold. I looked at the departing cab, back at Travis Lee. Almost a Muddy Waters song. March in northern Maine? It was still cold enough to kill someone if they were left passed out on a sidewalk for the night. I looked around, but saw that the cabbie had been right. No one else was outside the nightclub. Last call in 20 minutes, and not a car in the parking lot except mine, parked 20 feet from the front entrance. Good chance it was going to stay that way. I reached inside my jacket pocket for my phone, about to make an anonymous 911 call. If that could have happened, that simple act of placing a phone call, a lot of things would have played out different in Birmingham. I'm not saying some people would still be alive, or that failure would have become success. Nothing as grand as that. But it would have been different, what happened, and probably not as bad.